Hello and welcome to our program. We are in Hosea chapter 6. If you can, have your Bible ready. Hosea chapter 1 and verse number 1, we read the word of the Lord came to Hosea and said, Go take unto thee a wife of the whoredoms and the children of the whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. Go and take a wife from those prostitutes. What did Hosea do? We read in verse number 3, So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived, and bare him a son. Gomer was an individual who could honestly sing this song that we're going to listen to now. Speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee.
Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who go and bring the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I will answer. Lord, send me. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Soon the time for reaping will be over. Soon we'll gather to our harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed chime. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak.
We find in the Bible when God sent his prophets, it was in a day of apostasy, and prophets were unwanted, and for the most part, they were unheeded. At the first, they come on the scene, people were just simply aggravated with them, but then it wasn't very long before they would turn against and attack them. Jeremiah 18, verse 18, Then said they, that is those that Jeremiah was preaching to, Come, and let us devise devices against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priests, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophets. They're saying, look, we've got our prophets, and they're not talking like this idiot. Let's just listen to our ear-tickling little prophets, and let us get some kind of devices against Jeremiah. They went on to say, let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Back in Jeremiah 26, as you get further on in this story, it says, there was also a man that prophesied in the name of the Lord, Uriah, the son of Shemaiah, who prophesied against the city and against the land according to all the words of Jeremiah. Well, Jeremiah found a friend who would support him. Boy, it's not very often that these prophets could find anybody that would support him. Well, as a result of that, we read in verse 21, and when Jehoiakim the king, with all his mighty men and all the princes, heard the words, the king sought to put him to death. Now, keep in mind, this is a Jewish, this is king over God's people. It's supposed to be doing what God wants him to do. It all goes back to when God's people said, give us a king. We want to do it like the world's doing it. Yeah, well, that's what they're doing now. But when Uriah heard it, he was afraid and fled into Egypt. Well, Jehoiakim wasn't content to leave him there. We read in verse 22 that the king sent men into Egypt, namely Eliathan, the son of Achbor, and certain men with him into Egypt. And they fetched forth Uriah out of Egypt and brought him unto Jehoiakim the king, who slew him with the sword and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. Well, prophets aggravated people, and prophets caused the people to attack them. And concerning Jeremiah, we read in verse 24, nevertheless, the hand of Anakim, the son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah, that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death. Unwanted, unheeded, aggravating the people, and being attacked by the people. There's your prophet. Well, Israel was in a despicable state. We call it apostasy. And we have to ask, what's God's purpose? Why did he bother with these people? Well, for the same reason that he had Hosea go and marry one of these prostitutes, he was getting Hosea's heart into condition that he would be heartbroken as a prophet, and he would be able to feel like God felt concerning Israel, who was also guilty of spiritual adultery. But God's purpose, we read in Ezekiel 2, verse 5, and they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. What was Ezekiel's purpose? A purpose is the reason for doing something. Ezekiel could have been home having a hamburger with his family, could have been getting more money, get a bigger chariot, or whatever we do these days instead of being interested in the things of God. Well, way back in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse number 18, God said, I will raise up a prophet from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Now there's Hosea. God said, I want you to do it. So we read, so he went. So we have the prophet, we have the purpose, and then we have Hosea's plea in chapter 6. And verse number 1, he said, come, and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. Come, let us return unto the Lord. Now the prophet's purpose and his plea here is to influence, that is, he was attempting to have an effect on the behavior of God's people. He wanted to just use his life the way God wanted him to, and the truth of the matter is, in whatever area of life we are in as Christians, God wants us to be an influence on others, attempting to have an effect on the behavior, especially of God's people. Behavior is the way in which God's people would conduct themselves concerning God's will. And so in verse number 1, Hosea said, come, and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. Now notice he says, let us. He has torn, and he will heal us. He will bind us up. He didn't say, look, you guys get your heart right and everything will be okay. No, it's like Nehemiah. He said, both I and my father's house have sinned. He was putting himself on the same level. We got to get things straight before God here. So the prophet is trying to influence people towards the Lord. It's an interesting thing that we have to influence God's people towards the Lord. So he says, come and let us. Now that phrase is in the Bible 20 times, and they're all in the Old Testament. Come and let us. For instance, in Genesis chapter 37, verse 27, Judah, concerned about what they were going to do with his brother Joseph, they were going to kill him, and he said, come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh, and his brethren were content. So he's trying to influence his brothers not to kill Joseph. Now, some people commend Judah for doing that. I don't commend him at all. What should he have done? He said he should have had any part of this. He shouldn't have been. He should have said, come, let us do what God wants us to do here. He doesn't want us to kill our brother, and he doesn't want us to sell him into slavery either. Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. Now, he made a choice. He was trying to influence his brothers, at least not to kill his younger brother. Then in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17, Nehemiah said, come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem that we be no more a reproach. Come and let us. Jeremiah 18, verse number 18, we read, come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. And that's where the majority of God's people were in that day. And quite frankly, that's where the majority of God's so-called even fundamentalists are today, because 90% of them sit in church, don't do anything for God from one Sunday to the next, and we call that fundamentalism. And if you dare to expose them for their apostasy, well, you're going to end up like Hosea, you're going to end up like Jeremiah. They're going to smite him with the tongue. That's what they'll do. If you don't believe that, ask David Cloud. And so in Hosea chapter 6, verse number 1, they said, come, let us return unto the Lord. Well, we have free will choices. Numbers chapter 14, verse number 4, God's people said, come, let us return into Egypt. We want to go back to Egypt. Well, verse number 2, Hosea, after 2 days, he said he will revive us, and the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. He will revive us if we will come to him, and my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. He will revive us. Well, Isaiah 57 verse 15 says, "Revive that God would revive the spirit of the humble and revive the heart of the contrite ones." Well, Hosea wasn't finding too many like that in his day, and neither are we finding too many like that amongst God's people today. Verse 3, he said, "Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth." So he said, then, if we will come to him, if we will come, return unto the Lord, then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. Now there's the big if there. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. To follow, that word 74 times has been translated pursue. It means to seek, to form a personal relationship with the Lord, to know the Lord. Well, what'd the people do? The people, Psalm 81, verse 11 says, "But my people would not hearken unto my voice, and Israel would none of me." And so, in verse number 4 of Hosea 6, God says, "O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew it goeth away." Well, morning cloud. One thing we know about a morning cloud, it's not there in the afternoon. Like the dew, it goeth away. It is very short lived. Hosea 13, verse 12 says, "And they sin more and more according to their own understanding. Therefore they shall be as the morning cloud, as the early dew that passes away, as the chaff that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of a chimney." Now, what do you got here? What we have here is some useless things. He says they're going to be as the chaff. What good is chaff? What are you going to do with chaff? What are you going to do with it? You can't do anything. You can't build furniture with it. You can't do anything with it. Or the smoke out of the chimney. It's irritating. It's useless. And then he said, as the morning cloud and the early dew, it's short-lived. That's what he's talking about as far as any value is concerned of his own people. Is it any wonder God was brokenhearted and he had Hosea to be brokenhearted as his wife was acting like Israel was acting? Verse number 5, "Therefore," see that word? "Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets," means to cut them down. "I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth." Now, we read earlier that the prophet is going to speak what God tells him to speak. Jeremiah 1:9 says, "Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth." Jeremiah 15:19, "Thou shalt be as my mouth." God says, "I've hewed them down by the prophets, by the words of my mouth." Ezekiel 33, verse number 7, concerning the prophets, it says, "I have sent thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me." That's the prophet's responsibility, and that's what the prophets did. Verse 6, "For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." We'll pick it up here in our next program. Be sure and tune in. In the meantime, let's listen to this message in song once again. "Speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee."
Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who will go and bring the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I will answer. Lord, send me. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Soon the time for reaping will be over. Soon we'll gather to our harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed chime. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee.